Okay, so like we're always talking about information, right? Drowning in it, craving it. But what is it, really? This deep dive is different. We've got these excerpts from a personal journal, What is Information? Not some academic thing, but one person's like thought process, which I find way more interesting. It's like a peek inside how someone else thinks.
Yeah, and it's a journey anyone can relate to because we all use information constantly, but how we use it is like total different depending on what we're doing, right?
Totally. Like prepping for a big presentation versus, say, figuring out what's for lunch. Both need information, but in such different ways. And this journal, it gets at that whole spectrum. Like January 4th, 2012, there's this almost funny breakdown of getting to a doctor's appointment. Every little decision, walking or biking, which route, it's all guided by information.
It shows how intertwined information and action really are. But here's the thing that grabbed me from that entry. Information's only useful if it actually changes what we do. Think about it. That signpost on your walk means nothing if it doesn't make you take a different turn.
Ooh, I like that. It's not just about knowing stuff, it's about information having the power to redirect us. But then this journal takes this sharp turn into like deeper territory. April 29th, 2012, the writer's struggling with this. When is a philosophical statement not information? They even bring up Sartre. Pretty heavy stuff.
See, that's where it gets really interesting. Defining information means going beyond just the content itself. It's about the potential impacity. Think of it like this information's the package and how it gets to you. That's just the delivery truck. A fancy truck doesn't mean anything if the package is empty, right?
So it's not enough to just get information. It's got to land, you know?
Yeah.
Change our thinking, maybe even our goals. That actually reminds me of the February 8th entry.
Where they said information is anything that changes our objectives or how we go about achieving them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because if a piece of information doesn't change the game for us somehow, is it even information or just noise?
It's funny, one of the things that really struck me about this journal is how it uses these really vivid metaphors to talk about these like kind of complex ideas about information.
Right. It's like it's not just trying to define things, it's trying to make you see them differently, you know?
Exactly. Like February 22nd, there's this entry where they describe information as like the key to coordination.
Oh, yeah. The example with the two people trying to meet up.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. They're trying to meet using only landmarks. And the point is, they need that shared reference point, that common language, you know? Like, without that, it's just noise.
Totally.
But
It's like if you told me to meet you at the tall, pointy thing downtown, I'd have no idea where to go.
yeah.
We need that shared information, that agreement on what things mean.
Exactly. And that shared understanding, that feeling of getting it. It connects to another really fascinating idea from the journal Resonance. There's this entry from March 20th where they describe that click of understanding information as like finding a resonant frequency, you know, when a song just like vibes with you.
Ooh, I love that analogy. It's like that aha moment when everything just falls into place.
Exactly. It's that feeling of like smoothness, like you're finally speaking the same language as the information itself. And what the journal argues is that this resonance thing, it's not just about understanding new information, it's actually fundamental to how we experience the world, you know?
Okay, tell me more about that. Because I remember there was something about like sounds and resonance too, right?
Right. March 4th, they talk about how the tiny hairs in our ears vibrate at different frequencies, which is how we tell different sounds apart. So even on this like really basic sensory level, we're wired for resonance.
Wow. So it's like our senses are searching for those resonant frequencies, those patterns that our brains can understand. And when we find them, boom, information clicks.
Exactly. And the journal takes this even further. It suggests that our minds are always looking for that same kind of resonance in the information we encounter. March 29th, they wrote about how our brains are wired to seek patterns, to connect the dots. You know, it's like we're always trying to find that underlying harmony in the world around us.
So it's not just about passively receiving information, it's about actively engaging with it,
Yeah.
looking for those connections that resonate with how we see things.
And that brings us to a crucial point. It's not just about the information itself. It's about our projects, our goals, our experiences, all the things that shape how we see the information in the first place.
You know, reading through these entries again, I noticed this shift. Like the journal starts off all about what is information, but then it's more about how we use it, you know, the actions it leads to.
Totally. There's this one entry, April 25th, that just like clicked for me. The writer calls information the residue of projects. Like, even in nature, what we see usually comes from something someone did do.
Okay, give me an example. Residue of projects. I kind of like that.
Think about a beaver dam. It's not just sticks, right? It tells you about the beaver's whole project, building a home, changing the environment. Even a path through the woods, someone decided that was the way to go. Their project leaves information for everyone after.
Wow, that is so cool. Like now I'm seeing information everywhere, but it's all about the intention behind it.
Exactly. And that leads to another big idea from the journal, our own projects. They're like filters, choosing what information even matters. There's an entry, June 14th, using the example of walking down the same street. If you're focused on getting to work, you notice different things than if you're, say, bird watching.
Totally. Same street, different data, all depending on what you're trying to do. Which makes me think about those huge databases the journal talks about, May 18th. Like, even if information's organized perfectly doesn't mean it's useful, right?
Exactly. That's what's so insightful. It argues even the best database needs a framework, a project, to make sense of it. October 6th, they say that framework comes from US, our experiences, knowledge, even our biases.
Okay, this is going to sound weird, but are we getting worse at understanding information if we rely too much on prepackaged stuff? Like, do we forget how to figure things out for ourselves?
Now, that is a great question. And honestly, it's one this journal really makes you think about, especially now, right? We're flooded with information constantly. It's more important than ever to think critically. Don't just accept information. Question the why behind it.
Which I guess brings us back to the beginning. This journal doesn't tell us what information is, does it? It's more like it gives us better questions.
And that's what makes it so thought-provoking, right? It forces us to realize information isn't just this neutral thing floating out there. It's shaped by US, how WB interact with the world.
Such a good point. So to wrap up this deep dive, and I mean, we could go on for hours, I want to leave you with the same question the journal ends on. What makes information click for you? What are your projects shaping how you understand the information you encounter every single day?